Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Let's go to the phones.
See who's calling.
Welcome back to the program. It's been a while. Your Milwaukee Brewer manager, Craig Council. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Morning, guys.
What are you doing up so early? When was the last time you were up?
Got to get ready for an away game at right. Miller Park.
What was the last time you were up at 7 o'clock in the morning, Craig?
I will tell you, getting up at 7 o'clock for an away game never happened. home games with four kids, it happens a lot.
Sure. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, so an away game.
Are you, you're
how
not...
much different stuff, you know... How do you make it feel like an away game?
It's going to be a little odd. I think that the thing, you know, we had to write down, make sure we get our pitcher ready, you know, second. We have to make sure our hitters are ready. So, no, it's easy stuff, really. There's not going to be anything, crazy happening. I don't know if it'll feel different for the players or not. I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, that's, to me, why we've tried to get, it's so exciting that all the fans are buying tickets and coming to the game, because if there was 5,000 people in the park, it might have felt like an away game for sure. But now I think we're going to make it feel like Miller Park.
Well, it started out where there were, what, going to be 10?
Or an NFL game in San Francisco or Los Angeles. Wow.
It started out that, what, 10,000 tickets were going to be available for tonight's game, and there was such a rush on tickets, they said, well, let's open the mezzanine. And so
That's cool. I mean, that's really cool. I mean, and it happened fast. They sold 10,000 tickets really fast. It's a great statement about Milwaukee and about Brewer fans to me. I think it's awesome that, 48 hours notice and fans are, wanting to be there. And I think it's a chance for people that don't normally, don't have access to those seats sometimes, to sit in the seats down in the lower bowl. So it's cool. It's great, and it should be a great atmosphere tonight.
Isn't the away gray today? Or
I don't know, because the Marlins have been on the road. So, you don't really bring your home uniforms when you go on a road trip. So we may be wearing white uniforms.
But you guys will be batting in the top of the inning. You guys will start the game off. Yeah, because you're the away team.
Yeah. We will be. Yeah, we're batting first for sure. So,
but you're not switching dugouts or anything like that, right? You're going to stay in your dugout. They're going to
We tried with the rookies yesterday after the game. I mean, on Wednesday we tried to pull a little. Hey, you got to pack your bags and take them over to the visiting locker room.
Three-man lift action.
We had a couple guys packing. But then they didn't go through with it.
I was going to say, I wanted to guess who it was. My guess was Phillips was one of the guys who packed his bag and was headed over that way, right?
That's a good read. Phillips is easy to get on anything.
Tell you what, though, that guy has a cannon for an arm. That throw he had from center field the other night, that was as good as I've seen all year, don't you think?
No, he does have a cannon, and he kind of plays with his hair on fire, and it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch, and I don't know if you guys have had him on yet, but he's a character and a great personality.
Have you thought about putting him on the bump at all? That ball was traveling 104 miles an hour.
He certainly could do it. He can hit, so we kept him as a position player, but someday he certainly could do it.
Yeah. So did you change any plans? Did you say, hey, I can make it to that this weekend? As it turns out, we're going to be home for baseball. This never happens.
Yeah, I didn't change much. I mean, our bags were kind of packed to go. It's just a great weekend for everybody at home. I think for baseball players at this time of year, if you don't have to get on a plane, you're thrilled that you don't have to get on a plane. So, look, it's a beautiful weekend in Milwaukee. Our guys are fired up. I think the response from the fans is kind of like, I think the players are going to be blown away by the response from the fans this weekend, and that's going to make it even more special.
I said yesterday that if these games got moved somewhere to a neutral field, There's no way that they would let you play these in Milwaukee, that the Cubs and the Cardinals would probably file grievances with the league and say, no, those are home games for those guys. And here we are, Friday, and there's three home games this weekend. How did they not blow up this whole idea?
Well, I think what happened is that they were really desperately trying to play the games in Miami. So they waited to make a final decision. And I think they were hopeful because, you know, by most accounts, the storm just wasn't, you know, as damaging as it was expected to be. And then, you know, so they're hoping that kind of the city services part and the stadium was in good enough order. And in the end, you know, when they made the call on, you know, Wednesday afternoon, which is really only 48 hours, you know, before a game's going to happen, it wasn't ready. And then at that point, you don't have enough time to go somewhere else and put everything together.
So then you just call up to Miller Park and say, cook up some more brats and sweep the place out.
Yeah, and then they call those fine people in Milwaukee and they say that they can host the party, and then when we do.
Are there still tickets available for the games this weekend? Because I know, like I said, the first 10,000 for tonight's game were gone like that, so they said we're going to open up more of the park. What about Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, there's tickets available for every single game, and I know we're trying to like I said, we're trying to make it a home field for sure. And so I think that the fans are going to, the people who are going to make it feel like a home field for the players and put a great atmosphere in there for some big baseball games.
Have you decided on a starter for this evening?
I have decided on a starter that I haven't announced yet. Yeah.
Well, you want to do it now? Want to take care of that now, Skip? Come on.
You're the fourth. The candidate to try to get an announcement, and that was the worst effort, actually.
Wow,
it was casual. It was just we do a casual interview. We're not hardcore. We don't want to talk numbers or at bats or what was that pitch, what was he thinking. Do you have any notions in your house, Craig, by the way?
Any what
exactly? Carrie was telling us a little while ago that she went by Nancy's Notions yesterday in Beaver Dam. And we said, well, what's a notion? Because I'm not sure what that is. I thought a notion was an idea or
yeah, an idea.
Yeah, a notion. But then Carrie said, no, it's like a knickknack.
Huh.
Nancy's notion. So do you have any in your house, Coach? Since you don't want to talk about...
You don't really know what a notion
is. If you don't want to talk about your starter tonight that you could have announced just now, we'll talk about notions and knickknacks.
Please.
I got ideas. Ideas, maybe. Knickknacks. I keep the knickknacks to a minimum. Yeah, that's kind of my policy, is knickknacks to a minimum.
I would think they were all baseballs and bobbleheads and stuff, but I don't know.
You don't have a curio cabinet full of birdies or something like that in the corner?
Maybe you like to collect cowbells.
You should do that in your office at Miller Park. Have an old grandma curio cabinet with those Hummels, the kids with the big eyes? What were they? The really cutie pie? What were they called? Hummels. Yeah, they were those. You could collect those.
No, those weren't Hummels.
What were they? Come Hummels on, Craig, jump in here. You know what it is.
The old.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing.
You just don't want to admit that you know what we're talking about. That's all. All right, Craig. Well, good.
I do think Grandma's Knickknacks is a good idea. It's a good conversation starter.
I'm going to get you one, and the next time I see you, I'm just going to go, here you go. Here's the starter for the curio cabinet in your office.
I love it.
All right, Craig, thanks for the time this morning. Good luck against the Marlins. And I hate to say this now, but it's been a great season. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. We'll keep it going.
Thanks. All right. Talk to you soon. Craig Counsell, manager of your Milwaukee Brewers.